Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She is a certified life coach. She is a social interaction expert. And something that always intimidates me is she's also an etiquette expert. So me being me, ladies and gentlemen, that... I'm always intimidated when I'm around a social media expert. An etiquette expert, because my etiquette isn't so good. And sometimes I can always use a little work. But when I'm around somebody like Marie, I'm just intimidated. Marie, welcome back.
Well, Jim, I am intimidated too. Like, if I were to meet Miss Manners, Judith Martin in person, or Dr. Phil, I would be falling on the floor, all right? So, just like you're going to meet the Gallup guy. Now, see, I would
Jim,
be intimidated
Jim
by him, too.
Jim is going to be here in the second half of the hour, yeah.
I know. I'd be like, well, I'd be just stumbling and stammering. So I got that question.
Have you ever met a movie star or a big time sports?
No, but see, that's the thing. I'm afraid to. I'm just shaking in my boots. I'm one of those.
So weirded
out.
Well, you know, a lot of people have this, don't they? And they don't have to. It doesn't have to be a national celebrity. Some employees feel that way around their boss. And how do we, is this a problem that we need to deal with?
Yeah, I think it is. And I've been that way around my boss, too, because I could be just happy-go-lucky, really calm, really pretty vivacious. And then I get around my boss, and I'm like, I can't think of what to say, and I'm just so embarrassed. I'm like, I can't do this for the next how many years I'm going to work here. But you know what it is? It's up to the boss. Because do you know there's some people, and you know this, people have this way of intimidating other people, and they know it, and they like it, and they got to stop it. You got to make people feel comfortable, because that is the way that you're going to gain their trust, and they're going to feel relaxed around you, so it's up to them.
Can I tell you a great story about that?
Oh, yes, go tell.
70 years ago or so, Winston Churchill was Prime Minister of England, and he was decorating a New Zealand airman who had literally climbed out on the wing of the bomber in World War II and fixed something that saved the crew. And this guy was just a country kid from New Zealand, you know, from down under. Now he's going to be in the presence of the Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill, no less. And the guy is just, and Winston Churchill's trying to talk to him, and the guy is literally struck dumb. I mean, he's just literally locked up. And Winston says, trying to break the ice, Churchill says, "So, Sergeant, I guess you feel pretty much in awe of being in my presence." And the guy just barely was able to nod his head. And Churchill said, "Then perhaps you can appreciate how I must feel in yours."
Oh, gosh. I almost can't
tell that story without choking up. Isn't that a great story?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, I got to retell that one, too. Oh, my gosh. That's it.
So in a variation of that theme, that's what people can do, isn't it?
Right, because you've just equalized the levels, equalized the playing field. Now you're at the same level, and that person made you feel like, okay, we're both human. Let's have a regular conversation. That is perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I talked about this earlier in the previous segment. I was talking about employees listening to my show. This show isn't just for business owners. It can also be for employees. And I thank them for their service. I said, you know, you're more important as an employee of a small business. You're more important to your organization than any employee of a big company.
Right. And let me ask you, Jim,
That could come from the boss, couldn't it?
Right, exactly. And have you interviewed people who have been that way? And I believe you could put them at ease. I bet you have, because you probably got these people come in that are just wrecks. And you
a lot of business owners who I interview, real life small business owners. That's all they do. You and I are small business owners, but we're also talking heads. But people who've never done this, yeah, I just say, hey, you know, let's just have some fun.
Right. Right. Yeah, because a lot of these employers also tell me that these kids that come out of college, they come in there, they have no social skills to begin with. They're nervous wrecks. They're looking down at their iPhone. And so it's up to the employer, too, to say, okay, look, we're just talking, you and I, let me get to know you. Something
right.
like that. And that puts them at ease, because we're all just complete bumbling idiots when we get into a situation where we don't feel like we're in control and we feel extremely intimidated by the person that's interviewing us.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, you know, if you know you're going to be in a situation like that, if you're going to be in a meeting with a person that you feel like you might be intimidated by, you might want to role play a little bit with yourself. What do you think about that, Marie? And then say, okay, you know, what could I prepare to say that would engage the situation without me having to, you know, to be highly involved? Something
exactly.
like a question, a
right.
question for the other person or something.
Right, right. The more in control you feel in the situation, the less intimidated you will be. So do your homework, do your research about this person, and then ask this person something about their hobby, something that maybe you have in common. Boy, I love mm-hmm. duck hunting. I understand you do, too. And then get into that a little bit, because, boy, that'll
right.
put you both at ease.
And, you know, another thing, back to the intimidator can do, I've seen people do this masterfully, and what they usually wind up doing is they find a way to poke fun at themselves,
right?
Which is to say they humanize themselves, and that makes people, especially when they're speaking to a group. I've seen you know, pretty big celebrities just basically own an audience by starting out by being a little bit self-effacing.
Right, right, and saying, I'm just an idiot just like you. I did this or that, and then people laugh, and you're like, yeah,
Most of these people, the people I'm talking about probably don't call themselves idiots, but they might act like it. Hey, Marie, give us your website, please. Give us your website, please,
it's
Marie.
YouTube.com/Marie Dubuque.
It's all right there, folks. Check it out. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Marie Dubuque. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.